Let's turn to Psalm 37. Continuing in Psalm 37, today we're going to take a look at verses 5 and 6. Psalm 37, verses 5 and 6. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as a light, the light, and your justice as the noonday. Amen. Last time we discussed Psalm 37, we discussed how if our great delight, if we delight in the Lord, then our greatest desires will follow. Our desires follow what we delight in. So we'll desire God and his will and his truth and his outcome and even his trials for us, even his the breaking of our bones, his providential plan for our life. And so now, though, in verses 5 and 6, David takes us a little bit deeper. And to take that idea of desires and delight to a practical outworking in our life. He says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him also, and he shall bring it to pass. So first I want to look at this admonition to commit. And when you think of that word commit, we often think of it as a word of strength, of resolve, of obligation, of duty. And there is that sense. But the original Hebrew here gives us a little bit different picture of this. That word in the Hebrew, galal, it means to roll off or roll away. Really not what we think of when we say commit, I'm committed, is it? But the picture here of rolling off is committing to the Lord and giving it to him, right? Trusting, taking that burden, that decision, that trial, and laying it on the Lord. It's like having, I don't know, a huge boulder fall on you. Instead of trying to manage it in your own strength and just sort of deal with it, it's rolling it off onto God, who's standing right there to take it and can take it on. We must not do these things in our own strength, but commit them to the Lord. As Peter said, we must cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Roll it off of ourselves, and in this way, commit our way to the Lord. I like how the Puritans referenced this. They said, we are not to encumber or trouble ourselves with either the contrivance of the means or the expectation of the end, but refer it to God. Leave it to him by his wise and good providence, and dispose of all of our concerns as he pleases. See, we're called to be anxious for nothing in the Lord. This is how. Because we can roll off our cares and concerns onto him by faith. Sometimes some of you experience, we certainly experience as elders every day, is spiritual burdens piling up upon you. And we cannot just hold on to them and keep them. We must roll them off. We must commit them in our ways to the Lord. Roll it to him by faith. And I know the temptation. I have it. To be in control. To manage every situation. To figure it out. Right? To sit perplexed, almost tortured by the questions. Why, Lord? How long, Lord? When will this end, Lord? What's the solution, Lord? And we must give it to him. Now, this is not a call to sit and do nothing. Absolutely not. We are called to do our duty, to take upon our calling, our responsibility. But then we leave it with the Lord. We trust in him. We rest in him. Another way to think about it is that which is communicated. If you look at the translation in the Septuagint, it translates this as to retreating your way to the Lord. Retreating your way to the Lord. And so, you know, the best way to think of this is there you are in the battle of life. The battle of life, right? You're fighting it, but maybe in your own strength, not by faith, but in the flesh. You're trying to manage it. So we must retreat from our tight-gripped ways. And we must step by faith into God's way, knowing that it's our Savior who overcomes. It's our Savior who's victorious, who triumphs. And what do? We follow in his train. Amen? So we must be committed to God not force away or trailblaze away that God has not directed our steps in. Another way that's helped me to think about this committing to the Lord is that we must not prescribe our own ways in life. We're not committed to ourselves in our ways, but we're subscribing to the Lord's ways. Which takes us to our second point. Let's consider our way. We're called to commit our way to the Lord. And sometimes we'll say, you'll hear people say, I'm committed to God. And amen for that. But that's not what David's saying here. He's saying, commit your way to the Lord. It's different. Because we all know that there's a way that leads to life and there's a way that leads to death. Right? We know that there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. We know that every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. And so that rolling off onto the Lord, that giving, that trusting, that committing, must be by the Lord's ways, not our ways. And it will manifest itself in the way we live, the way we make decisions, choosing a path of integrity. Or as Psalm 15 says, the way that keeps an oath, even though it hurts. This is our commitment, not to ourselves, but to God. The call of the Christian is to deny ourselves, to become like Christ and to know him, that we would die daily. And you may have heard a common trend. It's kind of a cute phrase in our culture today that's unfortunately becoming more of a culture. And that it proclaims, do more of what makes you happy. Have you seen that? It's a common little decor thing you can put on your desk at your work, or maybe a magnet on your refrigerator. Do more of what makes you happy. And I just want to stand firm and say this is a toxic culture for the Christian. This is not our way. This is not our feelings and our self-focus that we should do more of. But rather, this life, which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live and my ways and my happiness, but Christ who lives in me. Our victory, our lives are in Christ. We commit our ways to the Lord, for it's in that faith that he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. That's where we want to be, isn't it? In the light, in the full exposure of God's grace and mercy. That's where he has his children to be. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you have given us by faith this incredible privilege that we by faith might commit our ways to you. We no longer have to hold that 2,000-pound boulder in our hands and figure out what to do with it. We roll it to the Lord in faith, trusting, resting, giving it to you, hoping in you, anticipating your great work in our lives. Oh, Lord, we confess to you that sometimes we do hold that boulder tight. Oh, Lord, help us more and more to commit to you and by your ways. And we take a moment now to individually confess our sins to you.